Nope. They all meet with each other. In fact, they're meeting right now. And you and I are going to head down there and meet with them. Do we have to? Yep. Do we really have to? Uh-huh. I started to walk out of her office on the little walk of doom she had arranged for me. Not so fast, Stephen. I whirled back around. Want a candy heart? Okay. I wasn't feeling too proud at the moment. I took a candy heart, and the long walk began. When we walked in, all of my major subject teachers were sitting around a huge conference table, drinking coffee, laughing, grading papers. They looked up at me without any surprise on their faces. I had been set up, for sure. Mrs. Galley led me to a seat and sat down next to me. Next, the teacher started in. Here's what I heard.
Stephen, we like you, blah, blah.
And you've always been an excellent yada yada. But suddenly you're not performing up to your
Your grade in my class has slipped from a 92 to a herga.
We're here today so that you can help us understand how to help you with 90-90-90.
Stephen, can you tell us what has been going on?
Stephen?
There's nothing going on. I've just been busy. You know, with band and jazz band and all-city high school jazz band. So, I just haven't been home much. At that precise moment, Mr. Watrous walked in. What, do these people have psychic powers or something?
Stephen, I'm concerned about your grades, too. Your teachers asked me to be here today because if things don't improve, you might not be eligible to practice or perform with the all-city group.
I was thinking, hey, Mr. W., where's all your dude and cat lingo? Now all of a sudden, just because we're in a big meeting, you're like, Mr. Teacher Man? But I didn't have too long to concentrate on this particular betrayal, because Mrs. Galley chimed in again. Stephen, nobody wants to punish you, but we need to get to the bottom of this drastic change in your attitude and habits, and we need a commitment from you to do your work. I'll ask you again, is there anything that we should know? No, I'm just... It's just... And then, all of a sudden, I got choked up. Which, of course, was becoming a pattern with me. And I started to be honest, which hadn't been my pattern for a while. My brother... While I paused to cry and my math teacher passed me a box of tissues, do all the kids crack like robin's eggs when they get hauled in here? Miss Palma said, tell them, Stephen. Not tell us, Stephen, but... tell them, Stephen, which meant she knew. My brother has cancer. Boy, if you ever want to shut up a room full of grown-ups, evidently my brother has cancer is the secret command code. They all just looked at me in silence for a good 15 seconds. Well, not a good 15 seconds, but you know what I mean. Even as I tried to blow my nose and wipe my eyes on the thin, crappy school tissue without looking too horrendously gross, I was thinking, why do these people basically beat the truth out of you if they don't want to hear it? When they did start talking again, their tone was a lot softer and gentler. Mr. Watrous said that, of course, under the circumstances, I could stay in All City, provided that I started to do my work again. Each subject teacher agreed to put together a packet for me to do as makeup work, and they went so far as to give me the Christmas break to get the papers in, because the marking period would be over in January. Mrs. Galley even gave me another candy heart, but there was one more item on my agenda. Do my parents have to know about this? If I swear I'll make up all the work on time, can you wait to call them? My mom is with my brother at the hospital, and my dad is really upset right now. I'll do every bit of work, I promise. Can I please just have a chance? Everyone agreed to that, and the meeting was adjourned just as the period ended. I wasn't ready to walk out into a school hallway yet, so I took my time, using up some more tissues and taking a series of very deep breaths. Miss Palma stayed behind with me for a minute. Stephen, if there's anything else I can do... You read my journal, didn't you? No, I didn't read your journal. What do you mean? You knew about my brother. Stephen, I assure you, I didn't read your journal. I never read anything a student doesn't want me to, ever. Then how did you know? Other people know about your brother's condition. Who? Stephen, we're both going to be late to our third period classes. Who? Who knew? Who told you? A student, Stephen.